This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Last time, just as we came to the close of our study of the fact that Christian commitment is spelled M-U-S-T, must. It involves necessity. In other words, it's not merely whether we like it or do not like it, or we can do as we well please. But if you're to be a genuine, acceptable, faithful follower of Jesus Christ, you must recognize that there are certain things that you must do. Jesus said, as recorded in Luke chapter 2, verse 49, "Know ye not that I must be about my Father's business?" Notice that. I must be about my Father's business. Also, as we have already studied in previous lessons on this particular matter, we must live a life of sacrifice. We must be willing to suffer. And we must publish abroad the kingdom by preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, just as we came to the end of that study, we noted that we must live a life of love, but we did not get to discuss it at all. So now we begin that study. In Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 to 40, Jesus is asked concerning the greatest commandment of all. And he replies by saying, "The first and greatest commandment is this: Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength. And a second likened is this: Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." So we must love God. But what is the love of God? What does it mean to love God? The Bible itself is its own best commentary, and it gives the answer in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 3. "For this is the love of God, that you keep his commandments." A person who says that he loves God while he is not willing to bow his will, his life, into submission to the teachings of the Bible is simply not telling the truth about himself when he says that he loves God. You must love God, and the way you love God is by showing it in the keeping of his commandments. To live a life of faith is to live a life of taking God at his word. The Bible makes clear that we cannot be saved without being men of faith. Without faith, it is impossible to be well-pleasing unto God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Notice again that word must. The man that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. The first and greatest commandment of all is that you love God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. That is, without reservation. You cannot love God half-heartedly and be involved in Christian commitment. You must love God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind, and with all of your strength. Secondly, you must love your neighbor. You must love your neighbor as yourself. Now stop and think about how you love yourself. When you've done wrong, you do not wish other people to not try to understand or to forgive. You want them to be kind and gentle even in your wrong. And so it is that we must be merciful to those who are penitent. We must be willing to forgive. We must stand ready to forgive those who wrong us. To love yourself does not mean that you have to say that you've never done anything wrong. You know you've done wrong, just as I do. And yet we go on loving ourselves. And so it is in loving our neighbor, we must not have to deceive ourselves into thinking that he's never done wrong, or if we conclude that he has done wrong, that there is therefore ground that we should no longer love him. Because we go right on loving ourselves even when we have done wrong. And this means, in effect, that we must love the sinner while we hate the sin that he's done. And all of us, you and I, have had a great deal of practice at doing that. We love ourselves while we hate the wrong we have done. So the Bible teaches we must love God and we must love our neighbor. The first and greatest command is to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And a second likened to it, said Jesus, is to love your neighbor as yourself. But our time is gone for today. I'm so glad you've been with us. I hope you'll be back with us next time when, the Lord willing, we'll continue our study of Christian commitment involves must. We've been so glad you've been with us. Be with us tomorrow. Until then, we bid you a very pleasant goodbye.